Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Once again, tune into, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? And I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I am so excited to have my sister in Christ, a member of Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, Sister Lisa Kennedy will be sharing a testimony on tonight, and she will be sharing a Sunday school lesson with us on tonight. So as I always do, I always ask my listeners, whether you have dialed in by phone or you're listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those of you that are incarcerated behind prison bars that have access to a Bible, get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along with this awesome woman of God as she gets ready to share a Sunday school lesson with us on tonight. We always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight. I just got off the phone with my cousin, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina. He's down at the Rehabilitation Center with our Aunt Essie. As you all know, that she suffered a stroke last week. And then her younger son, a few days ago, they found him dead in his house. He had a massive heart attack. So we want to keep her in prayer. Sister Essie Tipp down in Greensboro, North Carolina. And we also want to keep Deacon Marvin Cox in prayer and his wife, Betty. She suffered a stroke about a couple of months ago. And now he's in the hospital, St. John's Hospital on Maross. I kind of found out he suffered a stroke on this morning in the hospital. Thank God he was already in the hospital. But he's in there for other reasons as well. And they both are overcomers of the COVID virus. And so we lifting up them in prayer. We want to continue to lift up Sister Kimberly Mallory in prayer. Her two cousins, a female cousin, they had her home going service on yesterday. and they will have her male cousin's homegoing service, memorial service on this coming Monday. So we want to keep Lisa and Kimberly Mallory in your prayers as well. And anyone else that you know of that have lost a loved one, anyone else that you know that may be sick and afflicted all over the land, we ask that you continue to keep them in prayer because we serve an awesome God. We don't have to send him anywhere. He's already there. So I'm asking our listeners, if you would touch and agree with me in prayer as we always do on tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again on tonight, as we always do, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth that's in your hands. We thank you for being a promise keeper. You promised that you would put no more on us than we are able to bear. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful. Heavenly Father, we come now, before we ask for anything else, we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Sister Lisa Kennedy and her entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. Forgive us all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted. We lift up Deacon Marvin Cox. We lift up his wife, Betty, Sister Mother Essie Tipp in Greensboro, North Carolina. We continue to lift them up in prayer. Not only them, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, strengthen, and heal them as only you can in the name of Jesus. And most of all, we pray that your will be done in these lives, that you get the glory. We also continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We continue to lift up Mother Essie Tidd as she get ready to funeralize her son on next Wednesday down in Greensboro, North Carolina. We know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. We continue to lift up our sister in Christ, Kimberly Mallory, who funeralized her cousin on Friday, and another cousin will be memorialized on this coming Monday. So we continue to lift up that family in prayer as well. We even lift up the family of the Presley family, Elvis Presley's only daughter, who made her heavenly transition on this week. We lift up that family to you as well. And all those that have lost loved ones all over the land, continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your presence, your strength as they continue to go through their hour of bereavement, that they will continue to look to the hills from which cometh their help, for all of their help comes from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, we thank you for this worldwide platform. We thank you for every listener that faithfully dials in to this worldwide platform. We thank you for everyone that's listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars that are listening to this broadcast. We continue to lift them up to you, that you will grant them the desires of their hearts that we give you glory, honor, and praise. Is our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight, as usual, we have another scripture food for thought. Tonight, it comes to us saying, one of the best lessons everyone should learn is how to move without a crowd. Wow, that's powerful. I'm going to say it again. Tonight's scripture food for thought, and it's personal. One of the best lessons everyone should learn is how to move without a crowd. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. Well, that being said, I am ready to go to my guest on tonight, again, Sister Lisa Kennedy. She's a member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church in Harper Woods, Michigan, where our pastor and shepherd is none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway. And I want to give a shout-out to him and our Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family as well. I'm going to first ask, say thank you so much, Sister Lisa Kennedy, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my guest on tonight. Do you mind, if you don't mind, I'm asking you right now, if you are pleased, share with me and the listeners on tonight, would you please share with us a testimony?
Oh, thank you, my brother. Thank you, Brother James. I am so excited, very, very, very excited right now. Testimony, I wanted to tie in with my message for tonight, and that is forgiveness. You know, I struggled with forgiveness for many, many years. I was inappropriately touched when I was a young girl, and that stayed with me for a very long time. But when I got up the nerve to actually go to my mom and tell her, the words that came out of her mouth was, "You okay?" And that actually did something to me to the point where I shut down, and I was very bitter and angry with her because I'm like feeling like I'm trying to open up to you, and this is what you say is I'm okay, because I'm trying to tell you about what was going on as a little girl with this particular person. And I shut down for years after that. But as I grew and I grew more into Christ and stuff, I did go back to her again and bring it up. And she was so sorrowful, you know, and I told her how she shut me down. And she was, you know, very, very, you know, sorrowful. And I learned to forgive because at the end of the day, that's my mom. And if she doesn't know what was going on, how can she do anything about it? But I kind of, in a sense, did blame her, like, after that, like, you didn't care, and, you know, but as a young girl, I grew more and more, and I grew more into Christ, and I started talking to God about it, and I finally opened up. At the time, I was married, and I opened up to my husband. But when we went through the divorce, do you know the thing that came up out of everything that I thought I was over was the fact that out of everybody, I told him this secret. And I felt at that time, I felt he was going to tell the world. And I was so afraid because I thought I was over it, but obviously I wasn't. And it really messed with my head, really, really messed with my head. And at this time, we had four kids, and I was just, oh, my God. I just went through so much as far as wanting to not live. Was anybody going to believe me if I tried to tell this story, or how everybody was going to look at me? Am I lying? And then I got past it. I thought I got past it, put it like that. You know how we shut things out and we just move forward in life and go day by day until something else comes up. And yes, it was my daughter who brought it back up. This particular person was at my house, and they were saying some things to my daughter that she felt uncomfortable with. And so I asked them not to say it, and they was like, "I'm so-and-so, she going better." And I was like, you know, all the flashbacks from when I was a little girl, everything that this person ever did to me came flowing back up in my head. And I hit the ceiling. I went up him down one side and down the other. I put him out my house. And I think it was years before I saw him again. But my thing is, what I'm trying to get to is, in spite of everything that I went through, and, you know, this being my testimony, and it's forgiveness, because I have so much love for people. I have love for my family, and I learned to forgive. I'm not going to say I ever forgot, but I forgave, and that was the biggest part of it. And it wasn't more so him, because he never apologize or never mention it ever. So, but I had to forgive not just that person, but my mom, and then I had to forgive myself. So
that's
now
right.
I'm at the point where I'm able to talk about it now, but I feel when I think of every little detail, I still get teary-eyed about it, because those emotions comes up. But I've learned to forgive. And that ties into my lesson, Matthew 18:21-22, NIV version, where Peter, came to Jesus and asked, Lord, Sister Lisa,
could you hold on just 1 second,
yeah,
please? Don't go to that right now, because I'm going to do a short music break. Then we're going to come back. Then you can. I'm going to give the listeners time to get their Bibles and pens and paper ready, so they can follow along with you as you're ready to share this,
okay,
this message.
Okay, no problem.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just want to say thank you for that testimony, because like you just said, and it's true. And I went through something similar myself. And so when we forgive people, it's not only for them, it's really for us, so we can move on, so we can start the healing process for ourselves, and then we can move on and fulfill our God purpose. Because if we don't forgive, then that hinders us and blocks us from moving forward and fulfilling our individual God purpose. So that being said, I just want to say thank you for sharing that testimony. And that's why I always have my first-time guest share a testimony, because God said it. He was sharing one. And so I thank you for sharing that testimony, because I know it's going to be a blessing to someone else. And someone that needs to know that, just like God have blessed you and healed you to the point that you can forgive, that he's the same God, he will be able to do the same thing for someone else. So but I just want to say thank you for sharing that testimony on tonight. A music break, and because of the sickness that's going around in the world today, people are losing loved ones left and right. The word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much today. So that being said, that's why I'm going to play again on tonight for Mother Essie Tipp in Greensboro, North Carolina, who's in rehab after suffering a stroke and also losing her youngest son. Also for Deacon and Marvin Cox and his wife Betty. He's in St. John's Hospital after now he just suffered a stroke this morning. And she suffered a stroke about 2 months ago, but she's at home. And all those that have, and Kimberly Mallory, who have lost two cousins, we want to continue to lift all those families up in prayer. That being said, that's why we're praying tonight. Pray for me.
Come on, KD.
It's an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. When you bow
yes, we all are standing in the need of prayer. We're all going through something. Your something may not be my something. My something may not be your something. But we're all going through something. That's why it's so important that as Christians that we continue to learn how to pray ye one for another. So right now, again, I pray and hope that each one of you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along with my guest on tonight, my sister in Christ, a member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, where I am also a member of, Sister Lisa Kennedy. I am so grateful to see that our cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina, has just dialed in, Sister Mary Ann King. We know that she's been having some health challenges as well, but she has just dialed in, so we want to definitely keep her in prayer as well. So that being said, Sister Lisa Kennedy, I now yield the mic to you, and listeners, I hope you have your Bible, pens, and paper ready to follow along. I yield the mic to you, Sister Lisa Kennedy.
Okay. Forgiveness. We're going to Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. I'm reading out of the NIV. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 70 times seven. When I say 70 times seven forgiveness, how often do we not forgive our brothers or sisters? I know I have a problem with it, and I know forgiveness is hard, because what happens is in a time of when you're angry or you disappointed, we have a tendency to say things, and we say things out of bitterness or hurt. And we don't think before we speak. So then as Christians, we are supposed to think about what we said and be able to go back and humble ourselves and ask for forgiveness.
That's right.
And a lot of times people don't want to receive it because things were said in anger. And that's something I used to struggle with. Now I know life goes on, and once I say, you know, asking for forgiveness, I'm saying it from my heart, because I really don't mean to hurt nobody or say anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. Often you have fell out with people you didn't even know you falling out with them. I mean, how many times were things taken out of context, and or you may have said something to somebody and you didn't know that it was offensive to them, and they stopped speaking to you, and you're like, well, what happened? All of a sudden, I don't know. You know, they just stopped speaking to you, or they turn their nose up at you, and you're looking like, did I do something? Or what was said? And it goes on for years and for years, and you never know, like, I didn't even know what I did, because something that was misunderstood, and they took it wrong. And so now you're looking at them. And so I know, I'm like, after a while, I have a tendency, even if I know I talk to you in a while, I'm like, did I do something? If I did, please forgive me. I don't know what I did. I even had an aunt that stopped speaking to me for some 20-something years because of something she said that I was disrespectful. And when I went back to her, I say, you know what? I'm not sure why you're not speaking to me or what did I do, but let me apologize, because at the end of the day, I want to get into heaven. And I say, I'm sorry for whatever it is that I've done to offend you. And she was like, well, you remember. I don't know if you remember or not. That's key word. You don't know if I remember or not, but you're still holding on to it. Now, that right there, I was like, okay, what are you talking about? Well, you called for your dad one day, and I was like, do you know that was over 25 years ago? oh, well, I said, I remember it. And you told me don't call my daddy. And I'm looking, thinking like, daddy, what is she talking about? Don't call you. And he like, don't listen to her. But at the whole time, you're listening to me and my dad's conversation. So you were wrong. But she held on to that for 20-something years. And I had to go and apologize because she was offended by that. And even with me apologizing, she still didn't receive it. But I did my part, and I had to move on.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you go to Matthew 6:14-15, NIV, it says, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others' sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. And I had to, you know, like, okay, I asked for forgiveness. And this lady was so bitter and so, but she was supposed to be a woman of God, going to church every Sunday. And when my dad died, do you know, she, I just couldn't believe the things that she did and was said. And all I can say is my daddy is gone, and whatever material things or whatever you feel that was supposed to come to me and didn't, I am okay, because that would not bring him back. So I'm blessed on that end. And I said,
oh,
whatever
yes.
my daddy had, you are welcome to it, and I forgive you for everything. And when she died, I walked to her casket, and I kissed that body and said, rest in peace. And it was like a burden off of me, you know. And I can say, Lord, I thank you for giving me the heart of forgiveness, giving me the heart of love, giving me a heart to say, you know, I'm sorry if what I did offended you, and I'm asking for forgiveness. And so I had to learn to forgive other people, because I want God to forgive me, because we sin. Sometimes we don't even know we sin. We have these physical sin and spiritual sin. So I ask daily, Father, forgive me, you know, for the sins that knowing and unknowing on a daily.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, so think about it. As we go forward, and like, dog, you know what? Who do I have strife against? You know, who am I bitter with? You like with Judas and how he betrayed Jesus. You're like, come on now. Jesus was like, you know what? I forgive you, my brother. Come on. If there's somebody that we can say that to, you know what? This is how I felt. This is what you did to me. But you know what? I forgive you. Whether you ask for forgiveness or not, I forgive you, and I'm going to love you. And if you choose to continue to have a relationship with me, more blessings for the both of us. But if not, know that I still care, and we're going to go our separate ways, and I'm going to be happy and full of joy, and you should also. You know, because at the end of the day, life is too short not to forgive and to hold on to so much pain and hurt, because you don't want to forgive somebody for what they may have said or the way you may have taken it, and it was not their intention. You know, so we got to learn to forgive, and we got to learn how to be compassionate and love one another. We just got to learn how to have joy. Unspeakable joy. I mean, just embrace people and try to do what we can to make life here on earth a little more enjoyable. I smile so much, even when I'm hurt. Brother James will tell you, I've always got a smile on my face. And I could just be grateful for a lot of things. I am grateful. You know, the littlest things, just the littlest things. Like, Lord, I thank you for the air that I breathe. Lord, you know what? I thank you for a roof over my head. I'm grateful, you know, because it was a time where I took so much for granted, so much for granted. So we got to be compassionate and love one another. Ephesians 4 and 32 say, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Ain't that something? Look how God forgave us for all the things that we've done. If you think back, like, when you was coming up, maybe not even, you could think back to earlier today. I know it was something that you did and be like, oh, Lord, I'm so ashamed. Lord, please forgive me. But he was compassionate enough, and he still loved on us. Every day that you wake up, he is compassionate. That's where your grace and your mercy come in, because of his compassion and forgiveness. Hallelujah, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. If don't nobody else, Father God, I give you the glory and the honor for just being that person in my life. You know, just being that there in my life is to be able to say, Lord, I worship you. I thank you. Don't no rocks have to cry out for me, because I'm going to praise you. Praise you, praise you. No matter what, I'm going to give you the praise. Even in my sorrow, Father God, I thank you.
Yes, Father.
I thank you. Even in when other people disappoint me and I feel some type of way, I have to think back and say, look, it's a lesson to be learned in all of this. So I thank and I praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're awesome. You're awesome. You're so amazing, Father God. You are so worthy of all the glory and honor. I just thank you for where you're taking me. I thank you for what you're doing in my life. I thank you for the love that I have for others. I just thank and praise you, Father God, for you are so worthy. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor, because I think back to years ago and where you brought me from, and I just can't thank you enough, Lord Jesus. I just, oh, my God, you are so, so amazing. When I think back to what I could have been and the things that I could be doing and the hurt that I could have stayed in, and I thank you for bringing me out of it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. So it back to when I get to thinking about the love of Jesus, I get just, sidetracked. But he's awesome. He's so awesome. If you go to Hebrews 12:14-15, NIV, it says, make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. That's powerful. No one will see the Lord without holiness. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter roots grow up to cause trouble and defile many. Back to everyone and to be holy. Holiness, no one will see the Lord. Without holiness, that means we have to walk in holiness daily. Daily.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So in my closing, I just want to say, let your light shine. And even when we have our, we come up against unforgiveness, step back and look at it from Jesus' eyes and try to say, okay, Lord, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? How am I supposed to forgive this person? Because they just did this to me. Think, he said, 70 times 7. 77 times 7. Mm-hmm. Lord, and sometimes that's hard. That's hard.
Oh,
you'll be like, okay, they know better. But we got to still say thank you. We got to still forgive them, forgive them. And it can be hard, but, you know, it might take you a day or two. But just, you know, think, okay, Lord, give me the strength to forgive. I may not forget, but I want to forgive. And when I forgive, I don't want to keep bringing it back up. Because if I keep bringing it back up, that means I really haven't forgiven you.
That's right.
So I want it to be way back in the archives. I actually really want it to be washed away. Washed away, you know, like every day, brand new mercy. Every day, brand new mercy. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So that's my word for the day, and that's my testimony on how to forgive, how to just walk in peace and holiness. So if anybody have any questions for me, I'm open for it. Brother James?
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Lisa. Thank you so much. That was you did an excellent job on delivering this word on tonight, talking about forgiveness. And that applies to each and every last one of us that's on this line. And we have a lot of people on the line tonight. And this word is for everybody that's on the line. No one is excluded. I don't care what your position is in the body of Christ. I don't care what your title is. This word was for all of us, because we all have to, if you don't already know how to forgive, we got to learn how to forgive just like Jesus did, just like he said in the word on tonight. So right now, I have opened up the phone lines for all of those that have dialed in. Even though we have some that do dial in and they don't say anything, we thank God for you as well. We thank God for the listeners that have listened, that are tuning in through social media platforms around the world. Even those that are behind prison bars that are listening in on tonight, you cannot say anything to us, but we thank God for you as well. So right now, the phone lines are open. Anyone that's on the line, if you have a question for Sister Lisa Kennedy pertaining to tonight's lesson, or if you want to give her words of encouragement, the lines are open now. You can do so now. Anyone? Praise the Lord. Hello.
Yes. Good evening, Brother Brown. Good evening. You know, I want to thank you for giving us the insight of your testimony. But, you know, it is hard. That is something I need especially to work on. It is a hard thing to do, to forgive, especially your family members. You'll forgive a stranger a lot faster than you would someone that's close to you, close to your heart, because they hurt you the most, your family members. So thank you for reminding us that we definitely need to practice forgiving others a lot harder than we do. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
That is so true. And not only in your family, sometimes people in the body of Christ. We need to learn how to forgive each other in the body of Christ. And sometimes, because sometimes we cross each other wrong, we might look at each other the wrong way, and then we wonder why some members in the body of Christ are not speaking to us. You know, check yourself. It's personal. It's make sure your life is lining up with the word, of God and with the will of God concerning your sisters and brothers in Christ. If somebody, you think somebody in the body of Christ is not speaking to you, examine yourself. Did I do something wrong? Did I say something wrong? And if you need to go to that person and ask them, did I offend you in any way? And that's a part of the problem in the body of Christ. We don't approach people and say, you offended me. You just go around, you'd rather hold that grudge, but yet at the same time, you're shouting all over the church and praising the Lord until you're saved in Jesus' name, and the Lord, he's not pleased with that. So that's me as well as all of you. No one is exempt. So thank you, Sister
Brown. Amen. That's the truth, Brother Brown. That is the truth.
I'm a witness. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? The line is still open. Anyone else?
giving honor to Christ, who is definitely the head of my life. I want to encourage the woman of God. The word that you spoke was word that I had to do for myself. But I thank God that you have opened up another doorway to be an inspiration to someone else that needs to forgive. Forgiveness is the key. And I thank God for that. I thank God for what he has brought you through and what he's about to do in your life. So keep on keeping on. I love you. And I'm excited for you. So just keep on
Amen.
Keeping on. You
Amen.
As well, Brother Brown.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Thank you for the terror. Anyone, I know that we were not the only one that was blessed by this word. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. The lines are still open. Anyone else
Amen.
Was blessed by this word? I want to give everybody a chance that's on the line. Well, just like I said, we do have a lot of listeners that have dialed in, but some people don't say anything, but we do thank God for you, and we ask that you will continue to dial in and be blessed by God's word and be gifted by God's word, be encouraged by God's word, because we know that it's not about us. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about us hearing God's word. Hold on just 1 second. I want to block out some of these. I'm hearing some static and these noise in the back. I'm going to eliminate it real quick. I think I got it. Okay. Well, praise the Lord. We just say again, thank you, Sister Lisa Kennedy. I thank you so much for coming forth on tonight, being a blessing to the body of Christ, every listener that have dialed in on tonight, whether they have dialed in by phone or whether they're listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars that are hearing this word on tonight, we thank God for you. And we are going to continue to pray your strength in the Lord that you will continue to be the example that God is calling for in these last and evil days as how we are to forgive one another. Just like Jesus forgave us, we are to forgive one another. And I can truly testify that I have been hurt. There's nothing like, it's bad enough to be hurt by family members, but it's a different feeling to be hurt by children of God that's in the body of Christ, because sometimes they can hurt
right.
you the most. And I've been through that
yeah.
before myself. There's nothing like being hurt by a person that say they are saved in the body of Christ. And I thank God for what you said about in your message on tonight about how you went to the, you forgave that person, and you even went to the, you kissed that person as they had made that transition, and you are have moved on in your life, and that's what we have to learn how to do as sisters and brothers in Christ. Don't hold on to grudges, because that's a trick of the enemy. That's what he wants to do. He said, he told the Lord, when the Lord asked him one day, what were you doing, Satan? He said, I'm walking up and down the earth, seeking whom I may devour. He's still doing the same thing today, dividing households, families, churches, ministries, government, you know, on the job, in your neighborhood, family members. That's what Satan does. He is the father of lies. He have no shame. So that's what he does. He's still doing that same thing today, tricking and bamboozling people to the point that they know that they need to forgive somebody, and they have so much hate in their heart that they refuse to forgive. And the word of God says that if you don't forgive, then God is not going to forgive you. So we don't want that being said of us. So Sister Lisa Kennedy, once again, I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come forth over this worldwide platform and serving this, your powerful testimony, and then serving this word on forgiveness on tonight. Somebody else needed to hear this word on tonight. So for this, we thank you, and we continue to pray your strength in the Lord that God will continue to open new doors for you in your family, in your life, in your workplace, that everywhere you go, that you will continue to be a light, that you will continue to be an ambassador for God's kingdom, that he will continue to be glorified through you and through your life. And so that, again, thank you so much. Right now, we're going to close out a little bit early. I'm going to close out in prayer, and then I'm going to do a closing song. But I want you all to remember to continue to keep in prayer Brother Deacon Marvin Cox, who is hospitalized. He had another stroke. His wife is home. She had a stroke about 2 months ago. We want to continue to lift up Essie Tipp in Greensboro, North Carolina. She suffered a stroke. She's in rehab, but then she lost her youngest son the other day, and his funeral service will be this coming Wednesday in Greensboro, North Carolina. So we want to continue to lift up Sister Essie Tipp and that family, and also Kimberly Mallory lost two cousins on last week. They funeralized one cousin on yesterday, and they will funeralize the other cousin on this coming Monday. So we want to continue to lift her up in prayer and that family and all those that have lost loved ones all over the land. We are all going through something. Everyone is going through something in these last and evil days. That's why it's so important to continue to pray for one another, continue to encourage one another in God's word. That's why we are to encourage one another in God's word. And as I always say, not with our opinions, not with our feelings, but with God's word. When we do it that way, then we know we can't go wrong and God will be glorified. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, here we are your children, touching and agreeing once again that you are God all by yourself. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. You are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through. We thank you that you are in total control and you are our promise keeper. You are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your saints, the faithful doers of your word on tonight. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We lift up all those that are sick and afflicted. And we are so grateful that we don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. And you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You said that we should be able to continue to help us to be able to continue to look to the hills, no matter what we're going through, to look to the hills from which comes our help. For we know that all of our help comes from you. We thank you that you are our everything. And without you, we can't do nothing. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that we don't deserve, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. We thank you for being a promise keeper. You said that once we're saved in Jesus' name, nothing and no one can pluck us out of your hand. So we thank you for being sealed to the day of redemption. We thank you in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we pray and lift up all those that are going to teach and preach your word on tomorrow all over the land. Every door that's going to be open. Open in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit, that as your word goes forth in the services all over the land, on the land on tomorrow, whether through social media platforms or in-person services in the house of God, in the house of worship, that your word will go forth with power, that souls will be saved, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of those that are in the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow. Most of all, that you get the glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. Well, for those of you that dialed in late and did not get the spiritual food for thought, I'm going to repeat it again on tonight because someone needs to hear this spiritual food for thought. It comes to us once again saying, one of the best lessons everyone should learn is how to move without a crowd. Again, one of the best lessons everyone, you and me, should learn is how to move without a crowd. Remember, I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So until then, remember that on the 26th of this month, we have none other than Ryan Patrick Johnson from the Greater Burnett Baptist Church. We'll be delivering God's word on this worldwide platform on the 26th of this month. Next Thursday night, we have Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. We'll be delivering God's word. We have Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, my first cousin, from the Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be delivering God's word on the last Saturday of this month. So continue to tune in and be blessed by the word of God through this worldwide ministry platform. And remember that all of these broadcasts can be heard anytime you want to hear them for the last 9.5 years. Thank God. We give God the glory for it. Just go to my show website, and you can pull up any show, any broadcast, and be blessed all over it again. And then you can share it with others that they will be blessed by God's word and through testimonies and through the different authors that come forth sharing their books that God has blessed them to write as well, that God will continue to be glorified. Until next Saturday, next Thursday night, we'll have Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. We're going to deliver God's word. Until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night. Don't forget, we want to do our closing song. Enjoy this closing song on tonight. I give you praise. Guess why? Because no matter what we're going through, we got to give God praise.
I owe.